Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:15. Good morning. Laura's under the weather today. Girl doesn't get sick that much, but she is. She compares it to Nepal. Or is that Montezuma's Revenge? What else do they call it? Anyway, she just doesn't feel well in the tummy. How's that? So it's Morgan and news guy Matt, hard at work, and Rob the Sports Center, just hanging out here this morning. I don't know if you heard Matt cover this in the news, but congratulations to Danville High School being voted one of the top high schools in the country. How about that? I mean, one of the top 1,000 high schools in the country. Other area high schools finished in the top 5,000, but only Danville in the top 1,000. So way to go, Ironmen! And ladies, are they Lady Ironmen? I don't know. Cool high school, though, Danville. I was sitting stuck in traffic in Danville yesterday, and I thought to myself, and now that I know the high school is in the top 1,000, I'm thinking the intersection of Route 11 and 54 has to be one of the worst intersections in the world. Can we please get a poll on this? No matter what time of day you're at that intersection, it just doesn't make any sense. I could sit at that intersection at 5 a.m., waiting at 54 and 11 now to take the left onto 11 South to come to this beautiful radio station. And I could sit there literally for minutes. I don't know what those traffic lights do, but you could sit there literally for minutes. I have sat there before and watched it cycle through without giving me a green arrow or a green light. And I'm like, hello, I'm here. And then like in busy parts of the day, and you people know what I'm talking about. You people that work at Geisinger, just about the time the middle school is taking students there after 7 a.m., right there on 11, crossing the brand new Burger King. It's just a hot mess. I mean, it's like they should just turn the traffic lights off and have a traffic cop there. Let's pay somebody 24/7 to let people through. Yesterday afternoon, what time was it? I think it was about 5:30. I was going to head up toward Bloomsburg. So I'm on 54 and 11, right at that beautiful intersection again. And I look in the line of traffic going into the Wendy's drive-thru has extended out of the parking lot onto Route 11 and up to the next traffic light at Mill Street. And I'm thinking, first of all, what the hell are they selling at Wendy's that's that good? Second of all, isn't there a way to control this? I mean, there's got to be. And I was like, wow. I was just like, wow, 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 wow. What a mess. What a hot mess. So congratulations to Danville High School for being one of the top high schools in the country. And as far as I'm concerned, somebody fix Route 11 and Route 54 at the traffic light, because that's one of the worst intersections in the country.
When it comes to
Good morning with Late Night TV, and what's new on Facebook?
Facebook just made a big announcement. They're rolling out a new dating feature in the United States called Secret Crush that lets you express a romantic interest in your Facebook connections. Finally, something creepier on Facebook than that cousin we all have who is way too into Disney.
I guess you put it in and it'll match you up and you'll both get a notification that you like each other. In other words, Facebook just invented middle school.
We'll say good morning. We'll say good.
On your Amazon Echo in the brand new Sunbird Broadcasting Corporation app, check it out. Dump that old app. Get the new one. And tell Alexa to play some Prince. No. Tell Alexa to play 94KX on TuneIn. Yeah. There you go. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. The Sixers must be playing tonight, right, Matt?
Yes, they do. Game 3 tonight in Philly. I'm pumped.
I tell you, it's funny when your news guy is wearing a Sixers shirt and your sports guy is wearing a news shirt. He's a sports center looks like, he's not donning the Philadelphia gear.
No, he's not. Yeah. Right. A little surprised.
Anyway, another big competition out there is fast food. Burger King versus McDonald's. Burger King has a new meal out, actually a series of them, and they're for real. This is not a joke. They are called Real Meals, and they're poking fun kind of at McDonald's Happy Meal. But they're doing it for a cause. Listen to this TV commercial.
Not everybody wakes up happy. Sometimes you feel sad, scared, crappy. All I ask is that you let me feel my way.
Feeling blue. Kind of down. Can't wait to leave this closed-minded town.
I can't believe my student loan. I'm never moving out of my parents' home.
Crazy stuff. Now, Burger King says the Real Meals are being released to kind of raise awareness for different mental health issues in this country. The Real Meals will be in the form of there's a blue meal, the salty meal, the peed off meal. Put it that way.
Yeah.
We'll see it that way. I guess like when you're salty, like you're angry or something.
I was just curious what's in it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not. And then maybe this isn't about the meals at all. Maybe this is just a public service campaign. Pretty cool. And then there's the DGAF meal. So there you have
it.
I think we could applaud, you know, Burger King for making an awareness kind of public service message.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to take a jab at your opponent, you might as well do it for a good cause. So
I guess.
Okay, I guess.
I don't know. But so I'm reading down, and it seems like the fine print on this is they're starting the campaign in only 5 cities.
Oh.
I don't think ours is one of them.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Anything close to here?
Probably not. News is next.
Pocono Racing.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:49, working our way toward the top of the hour. Springtime, we got more rain in the forecast. It seems like, I don't want to ruin anybody's week, so I don't want to say the word rain, but there's like a chance of rain, more than a chance, actually, every day. So maybe we'll get through tomorrow and Saturday, but Sunday looks kind of rainy, but then just in the morning. I don't know. What do they used to say? Rain, rain, go away. Our top 5 for today is the top 5 things that ruin springtime. Weird. Americans were surveyed on the top 5 things that will ruin spring. And number 1 was allergies. Completely true. Washed my car 2 days ago. Yesterday, just sitting here high atop Blue Hill, covered with pollen when I came out. After the show, I was like, really? Yuck. And you can't touch it. You got to go get your car washed again. You touch it with your bare hands. Then you get your hands near your eyes or your nose and yuck. Allergies, number 1. Number 2, unpredictable weather. And there you have it. How about a rain or shine event that ends up getting rained out? What does rain or shine mean? Yeah, that. Unpredictable weather, number 2. Number 3 is heat. Now, we haven't had that problem. We've had a few days where temperatures got up into the 70s, near 80. Today will be one of those days. We got the morning drizzle today, but turning much warmer this afternoon, which may kick up a thunderstorm, but high today in the mid to upper 70s. But I wouldn't call that heat. Number 4 thing that ruins our spring is our work schedules. Doesn't that ruin every season? And number 5 doesn't make any sense at all. What ruins spring? How much things cost. What? Think about it. Maybe you're replacing your lawnmower again.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen.
In the morning, break up with your girlfriend. Mark Lawrence was just singing that song in the hallway, telling me that there's no way that the Wise Market Healthy Bites ladies were coming in today. And he was singing it to break up with your girlfriend. I was like,
that was
stop
a little scary.
Those ladies will be in
later on
this morning talking healthy May and food. Talking about food earlier this hour, the battle between BK and McDonald's. Here's a good one that Dairy Queen has come up with. You know how when you go to a microbrew, you can get a flight of beers? They give you a sample.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, now you can get a blizzard flight. Is this great?
Oh, I saw this yesterday. Yeah, this is awesome.
Now you could go in and you could order 3 different flavors of blizzards, and they give you a mini version on a special little tray, you know, that looks like a palette, like you're a painter. So you stick your thumb through it and you got your 3 blizzards.
Yes.
I am so excited about this.
Try it Tuesday.
Try it Tuesday, Simona. Simona, are you listening this morning? If you don't know Simona, she's another one of my girlfriends. She is the owner of Dairy Queen on the Strip in Sealands Grove. So, hey, my Simona, I always say.
Oh, there we go. Nicely done.
A blizzard flight.
That is a brilliant idea. It really is.
So try it Tuesday. Could be DQ in the near future. Yeah. 94KX on your Amazon Echo and the brand new Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. I caught you dancing with Whitney. It's all good. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. Don't know if this is going to make you dance, but nonetheless. We all love kids and dogs, so what the heck? Meet Buddy the Basset Beagle.
Not bad.
Say that three times fast. Buddy the Basset Beagle. His full name, Buddy Mercury, named after Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Of course.
He hails in Long Island, New York, your stomping grounds, your family.
There we go.
He is singing and playing the piano himself. He actually plays it with his paws. Check out the video. Google it. It's hilarious. Now, this dog sings, and the owners are kind of using his video and selling Buddy Mercury merchandise to raise money for dog shelters.
So brilliant.
I think it's awesome. Cool. So I don't know if it's, I don't necessarily know if this will make the charts, but I mean, he's no Whitney Houston.
Yeah, but he's close to being on key, though, which is impressive.
Yeah, he kind of
like, that's not bad.
No. I'd like to hear him try at least Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, I agree.
Because he is named after Freddie Mercury. Buddy Mercury, singing for the dog shelter.
Well done, Buddy.
Only here. Only here with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
Ever wish you could go back?
With late night TV.
Starting later this week, Instagram is going to start hiding the like and the view counts from some users. But not here in the United States, in Canada. They figured in case anyone gets mad, they'd rather it be Canadian mad than American mad.
94KX. And Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's under the weather. That means no singing during the birthdays.
Hey, I can still sing.
Are you going to do some show tunes for us, Matt?
Depends on what the birthdays are.
Don't see anybody today.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, a lot of television actors. Did you ever watch the show Blossom? Is that in your demo?
No.
I bet you Laura did.
Probably.
I bet you she wanted to be Blossom when she grew up. Jenna Von Oy is 42 years old today. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 47.
Ooh, wow. Yep. Okay.
As far as music, though, we're not looking good. Ty Herndon is 57. He's a country singer.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
I heard he's from Herndon, though.
Not that far.
Pillow, one of those.
Somewhere down there, the southern part of Northumberland County.
Larry Gatlin is 71. He's even an older country artist from the Gatlin brothers. Bianca Jagger is 74. Does she count? That's Mick Jagger's ex-wife. I guess she doesn't care.
Got the booze like Jack. No. All right, maybe not.
I guess we got nothing, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Right. News is coming up with sports and AccuWeather, but foist! It's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Ann Bresgel from Herndon, and she is 56.
Jennifer Wands from Sunbury is 39. Happy birthday.
Arlie Schreck from Sunbury is 44 today.
Julie Charlton is 47. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brian Toll. He's 29 today.
Kim Patterson is 65 today. Happy birthday.
Carlene Acor from Sunbury is 45.
Kim Thompson from DePerry, Wisconsin. 46 today. She must be listening on the app.
Yeah, she's got to be. Anyway, there's somebody boost the juice on the transmitter. I don't know. Happy birthday to Chris Moll from Danville. He's 36.
Kristen Klinger from Sealands Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Cindy Goretzky is 64 today. Happy birthday, Cindy.
Marcy Rosenberger from Pack Scientist is 53. Happy birthday.
Debbie Moyer is 57 today.
Nikki Berardi is 37. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Doug Smith from Lewisburg. He's 61.
Sean Bickleway from Bloomsburg is 37. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Slusher from Berwick is 39 today.
And Shirley McFerrin from East Chillisquaukee is 65. Happy birthday.
And a big happy birthday to George Heim from Milton. We know him as Butch Heim. We know him as Wednesday at the Wash at the Ultimate Express Car Wash.
That's right.
Butch is 47.
Happy birthday.
Butch, you're getting up there in years, buddy. but you'll never catch me. Never. Everybody's got a birthday. You're always invited to send them to us. Easiest way is to become a member of the 94KX Text Club. You can always use the Ford Fun Line. That's toll-free. Or send it in social media. No biggie. Every day at about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Hey,
94KX with the Black Crowes. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's a little under the weather today. We're flying solo. It's all good. I don't know if she'd want in on this argument anyway. Ford versus Chevy. Who has a Ford Mustang? Tom Morgan has a Ford Mustang. Anyway, I'm wearing my 50 years of Mustang shirt today. And then I come in and I see this idiotic news story about an argument, Ford versus Chevy, and it ends, it turns into a shooting. A guy shooting his girlfriend's family, and like no one was killed, but they were shot and injured. And what the heck is wrong with people, huh?
The allegation is that there was alcohol involved, and a dispute began between Logan Bailey, the son of the girlfriend, and Mr. Turner about what type of vehicle is best, Chevy versus Ford. It's then alleged that Mr. Turner came back out and approached Mr. Bailey, once again, his mother trying to intervene between the two of them. During that time, she was shot a total of 5 times, all those injuries occurring to her legs.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We live in a land of freedom of speech, okay? You could like Ford, you could like Chevy, you could like Coke, you could like Pepsi, you could like Burger King, you could like McDonald's, but do we have to shoot each other? Come on now. It's ridiculous. I don't want to go off on a rant here, get on a soapbox, but the thing out in Cole Township yesterday, too, totally ridiculous. This woman's, I don't know, aggravated somehow by kids in a playground, so she starts firing a BB gun at them? What is going wrong with this world? What is wrong with people? Can we all just relax? All right? News guy Matt stands here with me every single day. He's an avid Yankees fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. These people don't like each other, but we don't shoot each other. Come on now. Ugh. When you're comfortable. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. That's my jam, man. I love that song. Oh, man. Coming up next hour, you want to stay with us? The Wise Market Healthy Choice. Healthy Bites, ladies, will be in. And we're talking about May is Mediterranean Diet Month. What the heck does that mean? We'll find out. And the new Healthy Bites magazine is available at your Wise Markets. And my favorite part so far, Sensational Salads. The front cover is making me salivate. As we speak, we'll talk to the Wise Market ladies coming up in just a bit, and we'll all get healthy. Speaking of good health, two things happened on television yesterday that are amazing. One had to do with late night TV last night when Corden was talking to Dr. Phil, and an interesting story because Dr. Phil was on the late night show and he had a giant bandage on his head. Listen to this.
Now, Phil, I can't help but notice that something's happened here on your head. You have like a bandage on your head. What's happened?
Yeah, well, there is a story behind this. I will fill in the blanks on this.
Okay.
I was actually on the show, and Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, good friend of mine, he tries to call me, he can't get me, so he calls Jay, my son, and says, there's something on your dad's head that doesn't look right. He needs to go have that looked at. Okay. So I go, and sure enough, it's a squamous cell carcinoma that they have to cut out.
Yeah.
So there's like 15 stitches under there.
Wow.
And the only reason I'm talking about it, because that's not fun, the only reason I'm talking about it is people need to get checked, because if you cut it out, bang, 100%, no problem, it's gone.
That's pretty cool. So,
wow.
And I want you to think about that if you're getting ready to get in a car and drive to work. If you've got some kind of issue and you think it's going to go away, it kind of doesn't. So that was Dr. Phil with Corden last night. In meantime, yesterday during the day, Good Morning America had a visit from our good friend Alex Trebek, and he gave us his latest update.
My oncologist tells me I'm doing well, even though I don't always feel it. I've had kidney stones, I've had ruptured discs, so I'm used to dealing with pain. But what I'm not used to dealing with is the surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness. And it brings tears to my eyes. I've discovered in this whole episode, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm a bit of a wuss, but I'm fighting through it. The numbers that indicate the cancer indicators, those are coming down.
Good.
So I've got another chemo next week, and then we'll do a review to find out where things stand.
We're big Alex Trebek fans
definitely.
Here with Tom
really
Lahr in the
hear.
Morning. We're pulling for Alex. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know about Dr. Phil. That's crazy. But
yeah, me either.
Guys, if you got something wrong, go fix it. And that was my 2019 New Year's resolution. So I've been through one surgery already.
And you're doing quite well with that.
Oh, thank you.
On the way for number two.
On the way to number two. Had an MRI yesterday on my knee, and something really interesting happened at the Evan MRI clinic in Sealands Grove. We'll talk about that coming up after the news. Stay with us. It's Tom and Lahr in the morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Lahr on the way to work at 8:14. It's time to talk good health and healthy bites. Catherine is flying solo today. What's going on?
Good morning. I know. I'm the only one here.
Your other two of the crew are missing?
They're missing.
Tell me they're not sick like Lahr
is
under
sick.
The weather?
Nope.
That's
nope,
good.
Nope.
Yes.
Other commitments.
Other commitments.
So you have me.
All right. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's,
this is always my favorite time of the month.
Yes,
yes,
because the new Healthy Bites magazine is
out,
and it's talking about Mediterranean diet.
That's
May.
Right. May is Mediterranean Diet Month, and the Mediterranean diet has been ranked the number one diet of the year. It's not even a diet; it's a lifestyle.
That's a good way to put it. Because
yes.
The word diet, when you hear the word diet, you assume you got to eat low calorie stuff.
Right?
That
like you
terrible.
Assume you can't eat anything.
Right.
So yeah, the Mediterranean is a lifestyle, and you don't have to go 100% Mediterranean diet. Just incorporate some things here and there where you can. But the basis is actually physical activity and getting enough physical activity each day. And then next would be plant-based. So plant-based is huge right now. Eating, you know, bean burgers and portobello mushroom burgers, which is what we have a recipe for in here. It's a caprese portobello mushroom.
Yeah, these look really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So colorful. And, you know, just eating all your healthy fruits and vegetables, all that good stuff.
Even that part of the Wise Market now, when you walk into the store, the leafy green section is huge.
It just introduces you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let's be introduced to that. If we are not, let's start eating healthier and grab a Healthy Bites magazine, which is free right now.
Always free.
The steak salad that's on the front cover. My goodness. Grill up a steak. Whip up the salad, combine the two, and you got
dinner.
Done.
You have a nice, healthy meal. yes. There's also fish tacos in here. Have you ever had a grilled romaine lettuce? We have a recipe
I want to try this. Yes.
How do you grill lettuce? I mean, it's
you have to grill it on the head itself so that way it stays together.
Yes.
And then you chop it up afterwards.
Yeah. You kind of cut that romaine heart in half. Look at this.
Listen,
I am impressed.
Chef Matt.
Unbelievable.
I also just got a brand new grill, so I want to try this out.
There we go. Brand new grill. He's going to grill lettuce.
Yes.
He's my type of guy over here.
He's got a brand new house and a brand new grill. Sure.
Love
Let's
it.
Do it. Also, there's a tab on the front cover that says five sensational salads.
Yes.
So, and the steak salad is, of course, one of those.
Yeah.
So
we're going to the steak salad, the grilled romaine, a Korean-style tuna bowl salad.
Yeah, all delicious recipes. I'm loving it. So it's Mediterranean May, but also May is Stroke Awareness Month.
That's right.
We should all get a little bit healthier on that too, right?
Yes, it's really important. We just lost Luke Perry to a stroke a couple months ago. And so May is Stroke Awareness Month. And one of the most important things is to recognize the symptoms.
Okay.
So most people do not call 911 right away because they don't identify their symptoms as a stroke. However, if you can get to that emergency room, the sooner you get to the emergency room, the better, within a couple of hours. But we're waiting a couple of hours to call. So we need to call right away. And so our acronym is FAST.
Okay.
So F is for face drooping. So ask someone to smile. If it's uneven, that can be a symptom.
Okay.
A is for arm weakness. So they are weak. Are they weak in one side? FAS is for, what's S for?
I don't know.
I just had a total brain freeze.
Do we have to Google it?
We might have to Google that.
We actually have a public service announcement in our rotation now that talks about FAST.
I know.
And then the T is for
slurred speech. S is for slurred.
There it is.
What do we have for a prize for her? She's got it. Can I buy an S? Is there an
slurred
S in the puzzle?
Slurred speech.
Yes.
And then T is for time. So if you identify any one of those symptoms, call 911 or go to the emergency department immediately.
There you go, because May is Stroke Awareness Month, and we have our very own Cinco de Mayo party on Sunday for our very own Kyle Alexander's mom. Way too young to suffer a stroke, yes, but she did, and she's on the road to recovery, and we'll talk about that later on this hour.
Yes.
So let's eat healthy, and Catherine, let's be healthy.
That's right?
Right.
So let's give away some money so you can buy that healthy food. So we have a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
$50?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to make Tom work today for caller 9.
Caller 9!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller 9. Good luck.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services. Now everyone's connected with unlimited calling, conferencing, and mobile synergy, along with easy upgrades and 24/7 support. So your office is everywhere you are. How you handle it is up to you. Cloud-based voice service from the same people you already trust for all your data needs. Pentella Data. Call or click to find out more.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's under the weather. I'm feeling kind of healthy. How about you, Matt? You all right today?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Yeah? Okay, that's good. We're getting healthy with not only the Healthy Bites ladies from Wise Markets, and we absolutely love when they stop by once a month. Thanks to Catherine for mentioning Stroke Awareness Month, which it is indeed. Stroke and heart attack run in my family on both sides, so I'm always watching out for that, and I think everybody should. We wanted to update you on Project 2019, Building a Bigger and Better Tom Morgan.
And so far, you're one for one.
Yeah.
Of three.
I was thinking of, like, rolling some $6 million man music here and start calling myself Steve Austin or whatever, but we had one surgery down, and the second surgery on the way, some knee reconstruction from old sports injuries that I've suffered in the past. So I want to be able to walk and talk. I want maybe another 20 years of life so I could maybe see my daughters get married and have grandchildren. That would be nice. I told them
it would be pretty cool.
I told them to take their time, and gosh darn it, they listened to me, Matt. They're 23, 26, and 29, and none of them are married and no children there. So anyway, so I'm over at the, and I want to give a shout out to Scott. I was over at the Evangelical Community Hospital Imaging Services Center in Selinsgrove. It's right there by the Sheetses.
The Sheetses.
Right there across the street. Anyway, I was there yesterday for this MRI, and you know, I gotta be honest, everything makes me nervous. I don't like going to the doctors, the dentist, nothing. And so I'm going to get an MRI. So I feel like it's, you know, the end of my life as I know it. I'm a nervous wreck. Scott actually calmed me down. He says, there's nothing to this. Relax. I'm like, I need an Ativan. No, I didn't say that. But anyway, he put me in the knee brace and thing, the stabilizer, and they, just as they were putting me into the MRI machine, which I'm not claustrophobic, but I wasn't into getting sucked into that thing because it looks like a giant vacuum cleaner. And he said, don't worry, your head will be out of the machine, or the rest of your body will be in there. I said, all right. So just as he's putting me in, he goes, hey, you want to hear some music? Because the machine does get kind of loud. You want to listen to music? So I said, well, it depends, you know, because, you
know. Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, what do you got? You're going to give me some Frank Sinatra? Maybe I'll mellow out? I don't know. Some big band music, some jazz or something? And he goes, no, we play 94KX.
Wow.
So I look at this guy and I'm like, really? And he says, yeah, it's a local radio station that's really popular.
Oh, yeah, and I think I may know that station.
So I looked at him, I go, okay. And I was just kind of chuckling. And he's very observant. He looks at me and he goes, did I say something wrong? I said, no, I just came from there. That's where I work. And the way I said it, I don't know if it had a little Tommy Tom sarcasm in it or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure it did. So I don't have any doubt in my mind it did.
Thanks, Matt. So he says, are you Tom Morgan? And I go, yeah. He goes, Tom and Laura in the morning. I go, yeah, I'm Tom. And he's like, oh, wow. This is cool.
That escalated quickly.
So we talked about radio for a little bit, and I thanked him for putting 94KX on the headphones at the Selinsgrove Imaging Center at Evan. You know, if you want to listen to it, you're invited to. If you don't, want it, then you don't have to. You just have to listen to that darn imaging machine.
Yeah, I'd much rather listen to 94KX.
Yeah, that MRI thing with all the weird noises it makes. I really thought I was in a science fiction movie or whatever. But thank you to Scott and the staff down there. They're great people. And Evangelical Hospital did my first surgery, which had its complications, but I got through that. And hats off to those guys. And now it's time for a little sun ortho knee surgery. And
there you go.
Get that done with Evan. And then, maybe then, Matt, I'll be ready for a 94KX softball team.
Yeah. I'll be right there with you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, and for years.
94KX on your Amazon Echo and the brand new Sunburn Broadcasting Corporation app. Check that out. Get rid of that old app. Your iPhone will update automatically. And listen to great stuff like Flashing Back with Dave Stewart and, wow, Annie Lennox, the Eurythmics. Coming up Sunday, we're going to have a party, and you're going to get to see some of your radio station people here in a different capacity. It should be fun.
It should be very fun.
It's a Cinco de Mayo party at the Eddie, as we used to call it, the Edison Restaurant in downtown Sunbury. But it's for a great cause. We're helping Jenny Fager Alexander, as in Kyle Alexander, Kyle's mom. She's on the road to recovery from a stroke, and we'll be there, and we'll be eating and drinking, and the money goes to what I'm calling the Jenny Fund. All right, we'll be live on the air from 4 till 6 Sunday afternoon. There'll be celebrity bartenders. One of them will be me. Wow. Is that typecasting?
I guess so, yeah.
Why are they putting me behind the bar?
I'll be there, too, taking tickets.
Yep, your ticket taker will be news guy Matt, and there'll be a bunch of us there. And Chef Brian, he's the best. He'll have stations set up with authentic Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, I can't wait to try this.
It's fun for the whole family. Bring the whole family. Tickets are available, by the way, at evenbright.com. $20 to get in. $25 at the door if you're going to wait till the last minute. It's all good. $25 cash at the door. And speaking of cash, a cash bar for those 21 and older. And rumor has it, we'll be serving margarita slushies.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
Yes.
What is your interest in margarita slushies, high or low?
Not a huge margarita person, but I may try one just for Jenny.
Me too. Exactly. Hope to see you there Sunday with 94K Ask. Tom and Laura in the morning. Hopefully Laura will be back tomorrow. She's a little bit under the weather. The big guy, Sean Carey, on the way next. He's probably all fired up for that Phillies-Nats series.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a big one. Nats coming to Citizens Bank Park.
Boy, the boo birds will be out.
Definitely.
Sean Carey's next. Hey, Flashback Friday tomorrow. See you then. Bye.